How proud are you of your Defensive Player of the Year award?
I'm extremely happy with myself, proud of my team for making it all possible that I could put myself in position to get this award. I'm very happy that Coach believes in my defensive abilities. I'm just proud that I was able to win it after being up for it last time.
You had talked about, you've been really good at shot blocking. Take me through what makes or what you have to work on to become such an elite level shot blocker.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if there's a certain drill you can teach. Maybe you can just work on, you know, some volleyball stuff and just spiking the ball. But there's no real drill you can really teach. It's really just about instinct. And there's a lot of posts that focus more on rebounding, focus more on scoring, focus more on blocking shots. So I'm one of the ones who focus on blocking shots and try to work on the other things more as well. But I just found out that I was good at blocking shots when I was in eighth grade. Didn't really like recognize it earlier. But when I was told that, like, I just honed in on making that a speciality of mine. So that's just something that I've taken pride in my whole life.
Let's talk about your teammates, too. Nate Mason, first-teamer, Jordan Murphy, third-teamer, Amir on the all-freshman team, and your head coach, the Coach of the Year. It's a pretty good year and pretty neat to be recognized, I think, for the whole team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of everyone. Like, we knew that we had talented freshmen in Amir, and Jordan was a really good player this year, and I felt like he deserved to be on the team. Nate getting first team is obviously awesome. And then we all were pulling for Coach winning the Coach of the Year award, especially after the year we had last year, and just making the huge bounce back this year and becoming the most improved team in the nation is just something that's just unbelievable.
How much are you looking forward to Washington, D.C., and what can you guys accomplish out there?
Well, I've never been to Washington, D.C., so I'm excited to go there in general and just, you know, like, look around and see what it's like. But also, Big Ten tournaments, obviously, like, just a huge thing to be a part of. Not many people get to be a part of it in their lifetime. So I'm just blessed to be a part of the Big Ten and Gopher basketball. And having the highest seed that we've had in I don't know how many years is obviously something that we're all very proud of and we want to take advantage of it.
Can you win the tournament?
We definitely have a good chance, so we got to get ready and prepare.